Omshin. 21st February 1983. A master creator can create whatever type of atmosphere he wants within a second by ordering his pure thoughts. He can spread whatever types of vibration he wants to. Whatever power he invokes, that power becomes cooperative. Knowing what a particular soul is lacking, such a soul becomes a master bestower of all the attainments and is able to give what that soul lacks. Baba is talking about master creator. Master creator can create whatever type of atmosphere he wants within a second by ordering his pure thoughts. So creation of atmosphere. He can spread whatever type of vibrations he wants, whatever power he invokes, that power becomes cooperative. Knowing what a particular soul is lacking, such a soul becomes a master bestower of all attainments and is able to give what that soul lacks. So master creator is the one who creates atmosphere. You should be able to create atmosphere. For example, if there is hatred, to create the atmosphere of love. If there is peacelessness, to create the atmosphere of peace. If there is sorrow, profound sorrow, people are bemoaning, wailing, crying, to create the atmosphere of happiness. If there is an atmosphere of weakness, frailty, to create the atmosphere of power. If there is an atmosphere of impurity, to create the atmosphere of purity. These are the five different types. Out of the seven, these are the five atmospheres we can create. Wherever there is impurity, wherever people are entertaining impure thoughts, we can transfer our pure thoughts to them. Anybody who is doing this is known as master creator. Because we are creating new atmosphere. Creating new atmosphere, a novel atmosphere, a new environment. This is the greatest type of all the services. No other service can excel this service. This is unparalleled in itself. But for that, we need to be absolutely situated in that form. Our stage should be complete. Like, if you want to create the atmosphere of purity, but our own mind is having impure thoughts, thoughts of sensuality, subtle form of sensuality somewhere within, subtle desires of sensuality somewhere within, how can we teach purity to others? How can we transfer purity? Our mind should rise above this body consciousness, this soil consciousness, body consciousness. This mud consciousness, this body is mud, rise above this. And this can happen only when we spend most of our time above the consciousness of the body. Most of the time either in yoga or in churning knowledge. These are the two important things. We have to spend our time only in these two things. Either we are churning knowledge. Yesterday's Murli, Baba said if you want to bring newness, you have to go into depth first. Second, you have to go in solitude. Third, you have to extract points. And fourth, yesterday I told three, today I added one. Fourth is variety. So first is to go into the depth, gehrai. Second is to seek solitude, ekant. Thun, gross ekant, as well as to go into the depth of one. Ek ke ant mein. The both types of solitude. But importance, see Baba has said even gross physical solitude is also important. Third is to extract points and to experience it. He gave two examples, the word Baba and the word peace. Have experience of peace in three different forms. Have experience of the word Baba three different ways. In the same way Baba, Murli and Madhuvan, these two other words you can take and experience and go into the depth of them. And last is variety. Have variety every day. Variety in yoga. Going out and having variety. These are the things everybody likes. When there is entertainment, when there is a variety, when there is a picnic, you never feel lazy or careless. So, when I want to create the atmosphere of purity, I must rise above this body consciousness, mud consciousness, soil consciousness, man remains situated in journey, going in depth, having variety, extracting point, or powerful yoga. These are the things when I do for a long time, that atmosphere of purity is created within me, and then I can change the atmosphere of impurity. One. Second, where there is an atmosphere of lovelessness, hatred, people are hating each other, they want to pull their leg, they are given to name calling, they abuse each other, criticize each other. When such an atmosphere is there, I want to now plant the seed of love. What I have to do? I must be myself full of that much love. If I myself have prejudices within me, biased within me, I have distorted, perverted opinion about people because I have seen some of their failings or imperfections, and I have that inveterated, ingrained negative feeling about somebody, how can I plant the seeds of love there? So my mind should be free of all the feelings of hatred, malice, ill feelings, evil feelings, negative thinking about others. I cannot change the atmosphere of hatred into love. Third is peacelessness. There are people who are completely peaceless. They don't know what to do. Absolutely peaceless. Not a moment of respite, not a moment of peace. So restless. Keep simply keeping on changing channels. Television. They can't sleep. Lot of insomnia. Whole night tossing on the bed. Here, there. No sleep. No entertainment. There is bitterness in relationships. Peacelessness in relationships. When such a stage is there, my task is to create peace there in that peaceless atmosphere. For that, my inner mind, I the soul, should be an embodiment of peace within. Then only this work is possible. Otherwise, no. So purity, love, peace, powerlessness. People are weak. I have to empower them. They understand things. They understand spirituality, but no power to imbibe, to instill these virtues within them. They don't have this power. I have to give them power. Just as, for example, in the Shantivan program, so many people have come. Most of them know about Brahma Kumaris. Most of them know about spirituality. Most of them are writers. They write notes, some articles in their journals or newspapers on spirituality. They know the present condition of the world. Most of the things they know. But what they don't have is power. Soul is weak. Spirit is ready. Flesh is ready, but spirit is weak. So I have to empower them. And this empowerment will occur only and only with, in proportion to how much powerful I am. So empowering soul, power. And last, fifth is love, peace, happiness. If you see, there is an atmosphere of sorrow. Baba is saying, Master Creator is the one who changes the atmosphere. So there is unhappiness, there is sorrow, there is misery, there is suffering. People are crying. Yesterday's Murli, 4 observations Baba made. Last 2 observations, chillana and chalana. So third one is chillana. They are crying out. They don't know what to do. They are just shouting, screaming. Out of pain, out of misery, out of that mental torture, of that mental agony. Whom they are going to tell? Their gurus are helpless. The other spiritual institutions are not helping them. The pilgrimage, all the pilgrimage they are doing, they all have fallen flat. Then they have come to that state, that brink of destruction in their internal mental breakdown. Such a frustrated heart, such a frustrated mind is crying out, wailing. Such a heart, don't know what to do. So, what I have to do there? Give them happiness. So there shouldn't be any trace of sorrow, a drop of sorrow, a wave of sorrow, a whip of sorrow, a breeze of sorrow within me. I should be always in the swing of super sensuous bliss and happiness. ourselves with love, purity, power, happiness, and peace. Then I have to create this. I have to create, you know, this is a responsibility, work of a responsibility, that I cannot just sit quiet. My service is done, now let me sit. This is your service. There is a peacelessness in the world. What I am doing about it? There is a violence in the world. What I am doing about it? People are flying in a rage of anger. They are sitting on the, riding on the cloud of anger. And what they are doing, they don't know. As I was talking about the recent one MP who thrashed a railway aircraft officer or crew member for no reason. What was that? And he's bragging about it. Yes, I did it. Absolutely unrepentant, unapologetic. Why this so much ego within and so much anger within? And what a person does under the influence of vices, that person doesn't know. That could be anyone. I'm not just talking of one person, but this is a recent instance where we find that person can do anything in that passion of anger. This is anger. In the similar manner, lust. When that feeling of lust arises, person also goes down to an even greater extent. And then he repents the whole life. Peacelessness, sorrow, suffering, misery. This is the present scenario of the world. This is where we have come to. And that's why my task is master creator. I have to create now. So today's Soman is, I am a master create. I have to create happiness, peace, love, purity, joy, bliss, power. I have to empower soul. They are powerless.